This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Thrilled today to have one of the best health plan leaders in the country on the podcast with us. We've got Craig Sammet. Craig is the president of Blue Cross Minnesota. He'll talk to us about sort of the priorities they have there, what he takes great pride in, pieces of advice for leaders, and more. Craig, can you take a moment and introduce yourself?
Of course, Scott. Good morning. I'm Craig Sammet. I'm president and CEO of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Minnesota. I've been at this for a very long time in very different parts of the industry, all focused on reinvention of healthcare.
And talk for a moment about Blue Cross Blue Shield Minnesota. How long have you been there, and what do you sort of view as your top priorities now?
So I've been at Blue Cross Minnesota for coming on 2 years now. I came here from Anthem, based in Indianapolis, and very glad to be part of the Minnesota community. Very hard to be part of the Minnesota community, as you can imagine, given that we are very much facing, as much of the country is, with intertwining public health crises, namely COVID and systemic racism. Our priorities, Scott, the way that I would describe it is they've changed this year. Our priority in January was, frankly, to prove that healthcare could be different, that high quality, accessible, and affordable healthcare could coexist, and that we could make that available for all Minnesotans. And frankly, it stemmed from our belief that healthcare needs to be reinvented, and that we've historically functioned as an uncoordinated, volume-based, inequitable, change-resistant, and sickness-oriented industry, rather than functioning as an integrated, value-driven, equitable, innovation-fueled industry. So our initial priority pre-COVID was that we wanted to create the best health plan in the nation, and frankly, in doing so, we wanted to set an example for the rest of the country. In March, our focus turned, as it did for many of us around the country, to assuring that our associates, our teammates, were safe and well, and to turn our attention to a community in crisis, a dueling crisis, in fact. The feeling was is that our role as a health plan was to very much be a stabilizing force despite good times or bad. And so we needed to put reinvention aside, and we needed to focus on what we call the tragedy of today, which was to make sure that our people were okay, and our people being our teammates and the people that we serve. And then finally, our priorities have changed now again in June of 2020, where we've actually turned back with even greater intensity to reinventing healthcare, and frankly, more broadly, to commit to never letting our industry go back to the way things were. The greatest opportunity as we try to make sense of and recover from these two public health crises is for us to go forward, not to go back. I think what makes me excited is that we have an opportunity to disrupt ourselves. We have an opportunity to transform our industry. I frankly would not have thought that this would have been the instigator to launch our industry into a better place, and we should grab that opportunity and run with it. My greatest fear, frankly, is that we'll be encumbered by our prior ignorance or change resistance or inaction, and that we'll go back to yesterday, as opposed to going to the day after tomorrow, which is where we really need to be. So I think our priorities are very much grounded again in where we started the year, And we're very anxious to kind of get on with our original plan, now instigated by crises that have been very painful and heartbreaking, but in many respects necessary to help us point to our true weaknesses.
When you look at sort of the challenges ahead of you, when you look at Blue Cross Minnesota, and you've now been there for a couple of years, you were at Anthem. I believe at one point you also were outside of the insurance business on the East Coast at one point, in terms of the past of your career. When you look at Blue Cross Minnesota, what do you take great pride in today? What are the things you look at and say, we've got great people, we've got great technology, here's where we're a leader? Talk to us a little bit about the pride in Blue Cross Minnesota.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot to be proud of in Minnesota right now. I think Minnesota has a legacy from a healthcare perspective, and frankly, that's what brought me here. That I remember when I was leading an integrated delivery system in Wisconsin that was awesome in its own right. That I would look over jealously at Minnesota because Minnesota had often been the lead, whether it was in integrated care or quality outcome improvements or value-based transformation, that Minnesota has a history of rallying and transforming itself in times of need. And so I think one of the greatest moments of pride that I have in Minnesota is a real desire to look honestly at our industry as it exists and embrace the notion of true transformation. We've made great progress already, and I think we're doing many inventive things as it relates to a payer-provider or pay-vider partnerships and thinking about that entirely different to getting into the care delivery business in partnership with our system partners, to being more forceful in transforming to value-based reimbursement. So what makes me proud is before I came into the insurance business, I would have said that the insurance business wasn't very inventive. And frankly, I believe that we can show that even health plans, even blue plans, can be innovative and inventive, and that we can instigate the reinvention of healthcare from the inside out, as opposed to waiting for pressure from the outside in. And that get it done and sort of rallying notion of Minnesota has been all the more true in the midst of the COVID crisis and in the midst of a crisis from racial injustice. Yet again, I think the community has rallied, and it's rallied business to business, community to community. I've seen so many in the state step up in a time of need and own it in terms of not just talking about what needs to be done, but already taking some major steps to act.
Craig, let me ask you a question. You talked about sort of like looking at great health systems in Minnesota, looking at some of the great things there. Mayo, obviously, Mayo Clinic, originated in Minnesota, still in Rochester as its headquarters, always the top one or two ranked system in the world. Blue Cross, a leader in almost any market that it's in, magnificent set of health plans. How does the Blue Cross and Mayos of the world work together? When you mentioned the term payvider, it makes me think of that. How do you end up working together with such great systems, both Minneapolis, Duluth, Rochester? How does that work? How does it evolve?
Well, I mean, I think traditionally, healthcare hasn't functioned as a team sport. And I would say that payers have been off in their corner and providers in their corner. And I would even say patients and members in their corner. And the reality is healthcare is a team sport. And I think that the COVID crisis in particular has really highlighted the fact that we have been siloed and not well integrated. The crisis has really exposed the weaknesses of this fragmented model. And one of the things that we were pushing for long before COVID arrived, was to sort of change and evolve those relationships, especially between payers and providers and patients, to be one that was more win-win-win and collaborative. We've been very progressive in our thinking about how to partner with Mayo. In fact, Mayo was one of our early partners. And then we followed through with our North Memorial partnership, our Minnesota Oncology partnership, and there are several more to come. So we believe that the answer in delivering on the quadruple aim and truly reinventing healthcare is through a partnership model. The last thing that I would say about that is I was in Wisconsin at Dean during the 2008 financial crisis. And that was the last time that the system was in shock, also because patients weren't coming in for elective procedures and it was showing the inadequacies of a volume-based system. But at Dean and with our integrated model with SSM Healthcare, we actually survived the crisis really without much significant impact to our organization, because we weren't thinking like independent payer and provider. We were thinking like a population health company. So we could weather the peaks and valleys of a volume-based system because of that integrated and partnership model. And I just think that we will have lost a golden opportunity if we don't find a way to build those bridges and forge those partnerships for the sake of the patients that we serve.
Thank you. I'm going to ask you one final question. If you had to give one piece of advice to a leader about leading, what would that advice be? How do you sort of give someone advice about leadership? What would you tell them?
One piece of advice. I would say that the advice that I would choose is strategic nimbleness for healthcare leaders. I think that we come into this industry thinking that we're tried and true and that we're trusted and that we're unbreakable and that we are a high-performing industry. When I think of strategic nimbleness, I think that means that we need to realize that healthcare needs to be reinvented. And I would even go further to say that strategic nimbleness also involves the recognition that we need to model our transformation around the braver and bolder steps that other industries have taken to reinvent themselves. That we are at risk as an industry of being the next Kodak or Blockbuster or Border Books. And we have had the opportunity all along to be innovative and nimble and to be the next Uber or to be the next Amazon. There has really been nothing stopping us from recognizing that we can reinvent ourselves from the inside out. And I think that would be my biggest advice to upcoming leaders in our industry.
Yes, no, I think it's a brilliant piece of advice. You see the situation where if we're not careful, hospitals go back to sort of the projection that people have had. They become just a place for very sick patients, is what you've seen during COVID. It was sort of seen, and people have predicted that for years, but not in this way. But if that actually becomes the case, they become a place for very sick patients, but also they become very sick financially themselves in terms of margins and so forth, which has been the case during this period of time. So it's a fascinating perspective you have, because you've seen so much of this, that hospitals and health systems truly do, and our healthcare system truly does have to keep on reinventing itself to be prepared for the next 10, 20, 30 years, especially as we have a growing and aging population.
I think we're always afraid of reinvention because we believe that it will self-cannibalize our livelihood. And I think the organizations that have reinvented themselves, you know, and I'll call out Netflix as an example of an organization that we very much model ourselves around, that you could argue that you cannibalize yourself when you move from DVD to streaming, and then you may cannibalize yourself again when you get into content. there is no reason why the care delivery system or the health insurance industry as we know it can't think about what consumers would prefer, and that we are in the lead to create the next better model as opposed to resist it. So the advantage that hospitals have in particular and providers have is that they have worked hard to earn the trust and the respect and the loyalty of the patients that they serve. Why not parlay that close relationship into a model that's more workable and is a care system that is high quality, high service, and affordable all at the same time?
Thank you very much for your perspective, Craig. It's a pleasure to get a chance to visit with you today. You've got a magnificent career. You're having a magnificent career. What an amazing job in leadership. Thank you so much for joining us today, Craig Sammet, President, CEO of Blue Cross Blue Shield Minnesota. Magnificent. Thank you very much.
My pleasure, Scott. Thank you.